This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello, listeners. It's Stevola, and you are listening to Style with Stevola. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited about the show tonight. We have three guests, and it's the first weekend of February, and the second weekend of February is going to be Valentine's Day. So I really wanted to dedicate this show tonight and make it all about love. You know, love is so important. You know, we all seek love. We all want love. And yeah, I want love every day. And I love myself. And I hope everyone out there loves themselves. It's really important. So there are three places in Philadelphia that I really wanted to focus on because they're one of my favorites. And it's three different ideas, and it could be for Valentine's Day or it could be even for something more. And the three places that I chose to do this show with tonight, one being Davio's, and I'm sitting here at a table. And I'm supposed to get some cake soon, which I'll eat the cake. And then the second one is Shop 65, which is a great, great store with amazing clothing here in Philadelphia. And the third is Jason Matthew Salon. And they're going to give us some great tips on, you know, just, you know, how to look your best on Valentine's Day. So I cannot wait to get into all the guts of this show. It's going to be amazing. I'm really, really excited. So honestly, guys, stay tuned because there's so much happening in like 2 seconds.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. It's Style with Stevola. Thanks for listening, guys. And please keep listening. We love you. You are listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And if you missed any of my past shows, you can find it at radio.com. So check it out. I am sitting here in the incredible Davio's restaurant. It's the most amazing restaurant. One of my favorites here in the city. Been here multiple times. And through the multiple times, I've gotten to know a lot of people. And one of them is Mike Drumbraski.
Almost.
I know. I was worried I was going to like butcher that.
It's Dumkoski.
Oh, what?
Dumkoski.
Dumkoski.
Yes.
Oh, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
But the last name?
Well, it's Polish.
Polish. Yeah. Beautiful. Dumbaski.
Dumkoski, yes.
Dumkoski. See, I screwed it up again.
That's right. There's multiple.
Oh my God, I apologize.
Multiple pronunciations.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
To the show. I'm really honored to have you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So let's start with this show and talk about this restaurant. And you are the general manager, right?
Yes.
So let's talk. Let's give the listeners a little bit of a background of just how you became this person in this incredible restaurant.
Well, I've been in the hospitality business for a long time. Started in the hotel business with the Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia. And worked my way around the city and the suburbs, various mostly chef-owned restaurants.
Oh, wow. That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, it was a very good experience because chef-owned restaurants are usually ones where they're there every day,
mm-hmm.
and they're very intense about doing things their way and striving for perfection. So
yeah,
it's a good environment to be in if you're detail oriented and you you enjoy hospitality.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when I met you and we were here at the restaurant, I mean, you were just incredible to us.
Thank you.
And I mean, you have a great reputation.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I'm not sure with your past, but just being here in this restaurant, it's been pretty amazing. I mean, and your career obviously has been pretty amazing. And now you're working for Steve.
Yes.
Shout out. He yes. calls me Stevia. Or no, actually, he calls me Stevia.
Stevia.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Thanks, Steve. Love ya.
It's a term of endearment. For
yes, of course. Of course. Of course. I take it. I take it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But back to you. But back to you. So, so let's talk about the restaurant. And I mean, what do you do as the general manager of this incredible establishment?
Well, it is incredible. It's been here 20 years now. Mm-hmm. It's 20 years in November.
I was at the party.
Yeah. that's a real definite benchmark to hit.
Yeah.
For a restaurant, especially on the second floor of a building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have some people walk by here don't even know we're here.
Right.
We have been here 20 years and the business has grown steadily over the 20 years and it's been great. And it's an amazing building. It used to be a bank, and it's so the architecture is incredible. And,
beautiful.
And we did the most with that.
Yeah.
And we've added the great food and the service and the hospitality to it. So it makes for a very warm experience for people, and they keep coming back.
Right. It's amazing. I keep coming back. And listeners, you can't see anything, but we're sitting actually in the restaurant. And it's really, really beautiful and incredible. I mean, the architecture, like you said, and just the space and how you guys have like made this such a, it's a high-end restaurant, but it's very comfortable when you walk in.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yep.
Now, in your opinion, I would just love to know, you know, why Davio's versus another restaurant? Well, I mean, I know my opinion. I want to know yours.
Well, you know, it's a question of standards, and Davio's has very high standards, and it's owned by one person, he's a chef, he opened his restaurant in Boston many, many years ago, and has grown the company to what it is today, and so it's, for me, it's a very comfortable fit to be with him and with other people that are like-minded and enjoy the restaurant business and the fast pace and the challenges that come with that.
Right. Amazing. So, and this episode, it's, you know, we're celebrating love.
Yes.
And so, you know, next week is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You guys have something pretty special that you guys are planning, right?
Yes.
As far as like, and what is that? Can you explain that?
Well, it's a special menu that we do. Mm-hmm. We change. You know, we do it every year, but we change the menu every year, and we offer. You know, we try really hard to make it a romantic themed menu and an upscale, something that's special.
I just want to add, guys. I mean, the space is already romantic. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's on the second floor. Incredible windows. It's beautiful, mm-hmm. But continue. Sorry, I had to say that. I had to just like step right. in and say that.
Right. So it's a great setting. The ambiance is incredible. And then we add to it the service and then the special menu that's available only that evening. Actually, it's available since it falls on a Friday this year. It's available Friday and Saturday.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Two nights we're doing that menu. So, and it's things that that are not normally on our menu. The chef created it, and we always get a very strong interest in the menu when people are here, and you know, it's time to celebrate, so people do go for what we're featuring as a special.
Right. No, that's amazing. And let me ask you about, I mean, I just want to switch gears just for a second, because there are multiple restaurants, right?
In Philadelphia.
In Davio's.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So, I mean, where are all the locations? Because I just want to make sure that people, if they're listening and they don't live in Philadelphia and they want an experience, there are other cities that they could, you know.
Yes. Yes. So Davio's is growing.
Yep.
It's growing rather quickly recently, and there are more coming along soon. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's a dozen restaurants in the company, and it started in Boston, so more of them are in Boston than anywhere else.
Nice.
In and around Boston. So there are seven in the Boston area. And then there are outside of Boston, there's Manhattan. There's obviously King of Prussia in close to us in Philadelphia. And then there's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. There's Irvine, California. And then we have others that are being worked on, built now, or soon to be started for this year and next year. And I'm not sure I can elaborate on those yet. But,
no, that's okay.
There's between the seven, the two newest ones in Boston are at the Seaport,
yep.
Which is an incredible location because it's right on the water.
Right.
So incredible views of the water from the restaurant. Logan Airport was the first venture into an airport facility. So that just opened just a couple
of
months
ago.
Wow,
an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So they really hone in onto like places that they think that are really special, right?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's incredible. So let me ask you, like, why did you, in your career path, why did you choose Davio's?
Because of the standards, because of the stability of the company and the fact that it is growing. It's not stagnant. It's definitely in a growth mode right now, and that makes things exciting and provides opportunities. So it is a good place to be.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, now we're going to switch gears. Now we're going to get personal. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
All right, because it is Valentine's Day.
Right.
Do you have a love?
I do. My wife.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We've been married for 32 years.
All right. If she's not listening, are you doing something special for her?
Well, we typically celebrate after.
Oh, because you're normally working.
Right.
Right. So it's like post Valentine's.
Yeah.
So that's
which works out great because that's when all the places are quieter.
You know, right.
Because we don't have to fight the crowds.
It's everyone like did everything on right. Valentine's, and it's like now you can actually have a nice meal and it's calm and it's not all booked everywhere. Right.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that. Any other loves of your life? Not that you have any other loves besides your wife. I don't mean that, but just loves as far as like hobbies or anything else, because we're talking about love.
Right. Well, for me, you know, to be in this business, you have to love food, wine, and travel. So those are the things that I try to do try to explore
right.
as often as I can. So I do like to go to lots of restaurants and try different things and go to different places, different cities. So that's getting the time is the toughest part. But
well, I love that you said that because it's kind of like you obviously love what you do and you've done it for many years. Mm-hmm. You have a love for your family, which is wonderful, but you go outside of the box and experience other things to kind of compare, right?
Absolutely.
So you could like just stay like present in your role,
right.
which I think is so important.
Right, right.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Is there anything else that inspires you to do what you do?
I would say just the fact that I have three kids. We have three kids, so they inspire me to do different things, to go out and go places and be with them. And they're kind of spread out a little bit, so it gets myself and my wife out there to see them and to be with them.
Nice.
I have one daughter that lives in Italy. She lives in Florence. So, you know, it's nice to visit her.
Oh, my God. I lived in Italy for a while. Oh, my God. We have more to talk about.
Okay.
But unfortunately, we have to end this interview. But we will, like, I think we should, like, talk more in a future interview. And, guys, this has been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Davios. And we are moving on to Shop 65 to talk about style. Stay tuned. Welcome back, friends. I really hope you enjoyed the interview at Davios. That was amazing. Such great food, such a great place. And if you haven't booked for Valentine's Day, please book. But now, our next segment, we are in the incredible shop that's called Shop 65. And I am sitting here with Linda LaRosa.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have to start by saying I'm extremely jealous that you got to pregame at Davios with my favorite drink, the pineapple, whatever that thing is.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So good.
Definitely
anyway,
pregamed.
I won't hold it against you. I'll try.
That's okay. All right. But well, thanks. But I just want to start out by saying, like, this was my second choice my first choice of one of the best stores in Philadelphia. Like, Davios was one of my favorite restaurants. We just met. I saw this store. I mean, the product in here is incredible.
Thank you.
You are incredible. And super fabulous. Check out the website. You could see her. She's like all over the website. She's fabulous. And she has a great history as a stylist and now a shop owner, two shops.
Correct.
And very successful. And, you know, you're a boss. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks. So this is the Valentine's show, part two. And I want to start by asking you, like, when did you know you had a love for fashion? When was that moment?
So unlike today, when magazines don't have as much influence on our society as they used to, back, you know, when I was growing up, I was obsessed with fashion magazines. My walls were just covered with, you know, all of my favorite models and fashion icons. And
me too. I think we have a lot more in common that we know.
So I just stared at pages from magazines every day about, you know, how can I look like this and how can I, you know, put together something that would make me feel like that woman looks in that picture and et cetera, you know? So I just kind of like fell in love with it mostly through fashion media.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been into fashion magazines. That was a huge part of my life. I mean, I still have stacks of tears that I pulled in folders. And it's just part of who I am.
I also knew it because all the shows that I tended to watch, I only really watched them so I could see what the women were wearing. It wasn't like I really cared about the show. I was like, oh, Sonny and Cher, what is she wearing today?
Right. You know, oh my God. I mean? I can't believe you just mentioned Sonny and Cher. I feel like Jack from Will and Grace right now. Because seriously, like, oh my God, that was like Cher. I grew up with Cher. My mother loved her. Oh my God. She's like one of my like all time icons. She really truly inspired me to do fashion.
Yeah. Really? That's
so
fun.
Yeah. I mean, every Monday night I'd sit there with my mother on the sofa and we'd watch the Cher show. My sister was like, whatever, I'm bored. And I was like, what?
The show wasn't even good. It was just all about seeing her hair and her makeup and her clothes. And it's like,
right. And the reveal. Like the spotlight would be on her face and then she'd be like, oh, and they'd be like, wow. And then she'd like have this like cutout gown and we were like, what?
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing.
So the television during, you know, when I was growing up was just all about that. The shows weren't that great, but it was like Get Smart. I used to put that on and just be like, oh my God, what is 99 wearing today?
Right.
She was so cool. And so like, you know, just so laid back chic, you know, like to see all the different. So I watch TV a lot to see all the different kinds of styles that.
But you know, I mean, we're not going to talk about our age, but I feel like you and I grew up in the same era. Mm-hmm. And I think our parents just put us in front of the TV to keep us quiet.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
get us out of their hair.
Right, exactly. Totally, exactly. Totally. So we were just like so inspired by all the visuals.
exactly.
But so you started out, I mean, okay, first of all, I just want to like preface that we're going to have you on a future show. So you have to commit right now.
It's done.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm done.
But I want because we're going to get deeper and into like, I mean, you have like this incredible career, but I mean, you're a stylist before you started your shop, and you were a stylist where?
Well, so I hate love telling this story, but I basically fell into being a fashion editor. I didn't know anything about it, and it kind of fell into my lap when I was living in Prague. I'll tell you the long story when we do our other interview.
Okay.
But yeah, I lived in Prague and I ended up working at Elle Magazine. That was my first job in fashion. That wasn't a retail position.
Oh my God, I started in retail too. Parallel lives. And I was living in Italy. So, okay, we got,
we're going to go deep. So I started working at Elle, as a fashion editor. In my 20s, and then I was recruited by Harper's Bazaar in Prague to be the fashion director. And I did that for about 7 years, and then I moved to New York City with my incredibly built-up book of editorials that I had done while I was in Europe. And I got an agent, and I started working as a freelance stylist in New York City, and I did everything from celebrity styling to, you know, advertising to catalogs to, you know, all the gamut. And
love.
It was a very interesting life, and I really loved it, but I was living out of a suitcase. And then, you know, kind of like long story short, is I ended up my ex-husband at the time and I wanted to have a child. So we were like, you know what? How am I going to do this and live out of a suitcase? Because basically I was traveling all the time.
Right. Slow down and let's have a kid.
Exactly, exactly. So we decided to open a store. So that's kind of like, you know, almost 17 years ago, we opened our first store.
Wow.
When I was pregnant with my daughter.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. Oh my God. We only have 5 minutes left. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so let me like just, we have to skip some stuff.
Let's talk about some
okay,
fashion.
Let's talk about your store.
Okay.
Okay, so you opened your first store where?
My first store in Bucks County in Doylestown. And I had a previous store in Gladwin. And then I opened the store in Philadelphia. So now I have Doylestown and Philadelphia, Rittenhouse Square.
And what was the reasoning why you decided to open in those locations?
Because when I moved back from New York City, I just kind of decided to go to the town that I grew up in Bucks County. And I knew that there was a lot of potential for people that wanted to shop, but there's really anywhere nearby unless you go to King of Prussia. So.
And you can influence fashion.
Yes, it was really fun. One of my friends who was
exciting.
A yoga teacher and very inspirational said, you know, I have a great idea. Why don't you, you know, take all of the things that you learned as a fashion editor and stylist and kind of bring it to your hometown and kind of spread the love, as one would say, and really kind of like educate them on what, you know, what you've learned and bring that love back here.
Oh, so good. I love that. So, okay. Now, oh my God, I'm kind of freaking out because we don't have a lot of time. Okay. So guys, I just have to tell you right now, please stay tuned because we're going to have our future show because it's going to be like really good because we're going to get a lot of information. In the store, what brands do you sell? Because I mean, it's a really, really amazing store.
Thank you so much. I love, Alexis is one of my favorites. Michelle Mason.
Shout out.
Yes. Love.
And you better listen to the show.
Some of the newer brands that we started carrying, Retrofit, you know, we're always kind of like myself and my managers who I really look towards their advice, my stylist, Teddy and Nicole and some of my other newer stylists. I always like ask them, you know, their opinions and their advice about like what they think is up and coming. And, you know, like Teddy has some great ideas. And she's brought some new lines to the store, which has really like opened my horizon. Cause I tend to get like very, you know, focused on certain brands. And I always think it's important to always like update. And
yeah. I think that's, I mean, I love that you're very collaborative because there's a lot of people in our industry who just think that everything, what they do is right.
Yeah, they just have tunnel vision. But I think it's really important because everyone has their own like perspective. And I think that, you know, they're here just as much, if not more than I am. So they know the kind of people that are coming in and what people are looking for. And just also they just have that innate, what we have, what we just talked about, they have that innate love for fashion. So they have that like insight into like what's, you know, what they love. And
right.
usually what they love is what the customer's going to love, because
right.
that's what we all kind of aspire to, the same kind of looks. You know?
I love that. And we're all talking about love because it's February and Valentine's. It's like the day is coming to us
right.
soon, and we're celebrating it.
And everyone should come in and buy something for their favorite.
Thank you. Oh my
person.
God, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
Right, because it's not all. It's not just about. I mean, of course, it's about romantic love, but it's also about just showing your appreciation and love for other people in your family, or
right.
or best friend, or children, or.
Well, I love that you say that, because I was thinking, like, I mean, I'm not single, but I do think about people that are single and like, oh, I hate Valentine's Day, but why? Oh, me too. It's not cute. But it's like, but the idea of just like going out and treating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, yeah, you know, as a retailer, we always do try to, you know, get our women's guys in to like, you know, pick up something that they wouldn't normally buy for themselves. But at the same token, like, you know, women really should, you know, and do come in to buy something to wear out to dinner that night. Or sometimes they'll just say, you know what, I want to buy myself something for Valentine's Day. They just come in and they'll buy themselves a piece of jewelry or whatnot. But it is always easy and nice to come in and, you know, like we were talking about it earlier, like sometimes, you know, someone just wants to wear jeans. So we are like, okay, let's find a really fabulous top or a really fabulous blazer or something and just throw
right.
that on, you know? So it doesn't always have to be like the dress and the heels and the whole, like, you know, 5-course dinner.
Right. 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 I mean, that is a lot, but I mean, it's also sometimes fun to do.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I feel so stressed because they're so, okay. We have a little time, but so, where can the listeners find you?
We are in Rittenhouse Square at 17th and Sansom, right near the Sofitel.
Yep.
And next to the shoe store, that's like our, you know, that's been there for a million years. Our
yep.
staple shoe store next door, Head Start Shoes. And yeah, it's easy to find us. Can't miss us.
Amazing. And then quickly, do you have like a couple favorite pieces that you think that like are key for Valentine's?
Yes. Before I say that, I do want to say, if you are in the suburbs, we are in Doylestown.
Oh, right.
We're sitting in Philadelphia, so I always immediately think of our Philadelphia address, but we're in Doylestown on State Street, right down the street from Starbucks. So whatever you're near is great. Yeah, my favorite pieces, I would say like my go-tos are always, I wear a lot of jeans, like I mentioned before. Mm. I love like a fabulous top, like a corseted bustier or something like that, or like just a really fabulous blazer or like trench coat.
Which we're going to take a photo and I'm going to put it on Instagram. This blazer, I can't even say it. I'm so excited. The blazer she was wearing right now, I wish they made it in my size, but not a bolero.
Oh my God.
A little longer,
totally.
But it's the best jacket I think I've ever seen in
the sickest thing.
A long time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Agreed.
But okay. So, you guys, so please, we are going to listen to me. I'm not even like kidding. We're going to have her on in a couple weeks and we're going to get really, really, really like deep into like some really good conversation. But, please, 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 please stay tuned. Oh, I have to say bye. I don't know. I'm just like so excited right now. I'm just looking at all the fashion. I'm going crazy, but okay, guys, thank you for listening. We're going to be moving on to the next place, which is Jason Matthews Salon. Stay tuned.
Steve Sanchez.
Hello. I am here with Linda LaRosa from Shop 65, one of the best stores in Philadelphia. If you don't know it, you better come check it out. And I just want to do something really fun and quick. I love this like thing that I just discovered. It's called rapid fire questions. So you just have to answer.
Oh,
I'm going to give you like two options and you just, whatever comes to your mind, you just have to like blurt it out.
Okay.
But if you don't want to, you can just say, just be quiet and I'll just move on to the next one. All right. So first one, and it all has to do with Valentine's Day.
Okay.
All right. So ready? Here we go. Teddy bear or jewelry?
Jewelry.
Wine or cocktail?
Cocktail.
Flowers or chocolate?
Flowers.
Red or pink?
Red.
Leather or lace?
Both. Leather. Leather.
Diamonds or pearls?
Diamonds.
Red or black lingerie?
Black.
Are you single?
No.
Okay. That actually wasn't part of it, but... All right. Phone call or text?
Phone.
Candies or incense? Or candles or incense?
Incense.
Jeans or dress?
Duh.
Dress.
Jeans. Oh, you just said you wear jeans
all
the time.
But I want my legs to be touched.
Oh, okay. 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 Morning or night?
Night.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Top or bottom? Just kidding. Ah, you don't have to answer that one.
Switzerland.
I had to do it. Okay.
I love it.
That's it.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. We were just at Shop 65 on 17th Street in Philadelphia, and we have moved on to one of my favorite salons, Jason Matthews Salon, and I am here with Joyce Miele and Jason Sparks. But before you say hi, I just want to backtrack for a second because listeners, you guys know them already because you've already met them in a previous segment. And if you don't know about them, you need to go on to radio.com or better yet, download the app, search Style with Stevola, and you can listen to our entire show, which is so much fun. So without further ado, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Sure is.
Woohoo. Well, it's great to be here in your salon.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, to be with you. Right.
Thank you. Well, thank you for letting us do this in the salon. Super excited. And, you know, this is a segment which is all about Valentine's Day. And we need to talk about what people want, I guess, for Valentine's Day. So first off, I mean, let's talk about the salon. I mean, do you guys get like really busy like the week of Valentine's Day?
I feel like it does get busy, but I feel like, you know, the 3 days around Valentine's Day when people are going out to dinner, people definitely want their hair blown out.
Yeah.
So they're coming more specialty. They want to look good.
Absolutely.
For their dates.
Right.
So we definitely get busy around, you know, those 3 days.
People that go out on actual Valentine's Day, then everybody who wants to try and miss the crowd and celebrate before or celebrate after. Right. But yeah, right.
Right, right. Yeah. I've been in a very long relationship, so I don't know what that's like. I don't know if I don't run out and get, well, I don't have any hair right now, but I don't run out and get my hair blown out. Oh. But that's exciting, though. Yeah. I mean, it's great for business.
Sexy, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Feel good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're going to play a game later.
Okay.
Because it's a short segment. So we'll talk about something in a few minutes. It's a really fun game. But I mean, like, let's talk about the salon. I mean, like, you guys tell me now. I mean, I asked so many questions last segment. So you guys tell me what you guys want to talk about. I mean, do you guys have any specials going on or like what's happening right now in the salon?
I feel like we have a ton of things going on with our social media. We're doing this big promotion to look on Jason Matthews Salon. We're doing a fun giveaway for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Yeah, so it's really cool. We've partnered up with a few influencers in Philadelphia, and they're promoting us. We're promoting them. We're working with Julie Kate, who is our makeup artist, who is amazing. So we're just kind of cross-promoting with a lot of people to, you know, get the word out.
Yeah. So, so that brings me to something. You guys basically do everything here. So it's like a one-stop shop. So someone could come in, get their hair colored, done up. They could get their makeup done. They can get plucked.
Waxed.
Right. Yes, waxed, plucked.
Anything you want waxed, she will wax.
Really?
Men, women, yes.
And it's like
anything.
Anything you can think of you want hairless, she will wax.
She will make hairless.
Oh, well, maybe I should surprise someone for a little Valentine's wax.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never had that done before. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, no, don't be.
Well,
definitely is a treat.
Is it? But I'm a little hairy, so I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be a little nervous.
Do you get waxed?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I've never.
I'm fearful of it myself.
So. Right.
I think it's a healthy fear, so no. I'm okay.
So funny.
Amazing. All right. So Philadelphia, we are in. You guys have this, I mean, incredible salon. Anything happening? Like, are you guys branching out into any new horizons? Or are you guys, like, just really focusing on the business? Or anything new happening that the listeners could be excited about? Because, I mean, I think last time we talked, it was very much about, you know, getting to know you guys and getting to know the staff and the salon and that. But I just, like, kind of where I want the listeners to understand where your heads are at.
Well, I think that's our focus now is really internally. You know, we're really pushing hard to get everybody, you know, working on their social media so that, you know, people get to see what it is we do. And
are you guys doing your own social media?
We have someone helping us with social media,
Stacey Cratcher, yes.
But we're really encouraging the staff themselves to work on their own social media because that's where, you know, they pull content from for the Jason Matthews Salon Instagram and for, you know, for our professional pages. And, you know, we're working just on education, pushing lots of education, bringing in, traveling out, you know, just really working on strengthening and growing the entire team together.
Well, it was amazing. We just did this segment. Just now, and one of your employees, and she started out as an assistant.
Yeah.
Or she's an assistant.
She's currently
a junior stylist. She takes her own clients, so that's what we really pride ourselves on: bringing people in as assistants, training them, and then helping them to cross over to full time stylist. So she is, you know, kind of crossing over. They start doing their own clients. And they build up, and then we kind of push them into the nest, out of the nest, and
there you go.
The little birds fly on your own.
I love that because we were filming it, and all of us were just so mesmerized by what she was doing, and it's like such an art form. And I mean, and obviously she's very talented, and such a natural.
She
is.
And yeah. I mean, how do you guys like find people? How do you know when someone's going to be something like that? Or do you?
You can see that right off the bat.
Oh, for sure.
Really?
100%. And some people she has a very natural.
She's a gift. I mean, she's a makeup artist. You know, she does specialty work. There isn't anything you can't put in front of her that she's not able to do. So
what did you think of me when you met me? No.
Back to me. It is my show.
Enough about her. Tell me more about me.
Right, exactly. No, like going back to her. But the idea of just, I think it's amazing and important how you guys really, like, just want that from your employees.
Absolutely.
And you, I mean, there's...
Help them.
Right. I mean, there's so many industries out there. And probably, you know, the salon industry or hair care industry is... am I using the right terms? Hair care, right?
Sure.
It could be very cutthroat.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
And yes.
And
in
mean,
Philadelphia also. So we.
Right. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. There's always a bad egg.
Right. Always. Yeah.
But if they feel that we're really committed to them and to growing them and helping them become successful, we get that same commitment back from them. So that always works out really well.
Yeah. But I think it's like the energy that you give to them. Like, I love that when she was doing that, you both were just standing there and I whispered to you, I was like, she's really talented. Is she like, and you know, is she like, what level? She's like, oh, she said, this is it, but she's going to be promoted. And I was like, I hope she listens to the show because she's going to be like, on Saturday night.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Amazing.
And one back thing about Kate, she's an actual registered nurse that had such a love, an ER nurse that had such a love for hair that went back to school at 27. After, you know, having a career as being a nurse. So she just loves the business so much that that's what she wanted to do.
I mean, and you said that she loves makeup also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so she, cool. Like, you just found this, like, gem.
She's a gem.
Yes, she literally. Definitely.
We have lots of gems.
We do.
But we really, really have lots of gems. But she's a new gem.
I have a question for you both, and I'd like you both to answer separately. Do you consider yourself gems?
Me, 100%. Is that even a...
Yeah, that was so
I hope my husband hears me.
So
I am a gem.
Answer.
I love it.
100%.
I love that.
No doubt.
And why?
Just because I
am amazing.
Have no, I just I give every ounce of me to everything I do.
Yeah,
regardless of my kids, my husband, my business, my I just give 110%.
Yeah,
because I love life and I feel like I get back what I give. So, you know.
And
that was a really nice answer.
That was yeah. Thanks, Joyce. Now we're on to Jason.
I certainly like to think that I am. I mean, you know. I never imagined that I would be where I am now with surrounded by the people that I am. And, you know, I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but I do like to think that I had a little something to do with, you know, pulling together this group of people.
Yeah, just a little,
right. You know,
you know, my name's like, you know, in lights in the front of it, but it's, yeah.
But I don't ever want to, you know, I want to stay humble and never forget where, you know, where I started. But yeah, I mean, I'm always looking to the next thing, where I'm going, what I'm going to do next. And I'm never satisfied with staying in the same place.
Yeah, that's important. I think that's really important that you kind of like stay grounded.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So we have a short time left. So I came up with this game that I really want to play with you guys because I thought it'd be really fun. And we still have to do the next segment, which we'll have you guys on for like another full hour. So because I felt like we didn't get through all of it. And this has been so short because the reason why I brought you guys on, because you guys are like one of my favorites in the city, you know, for hair and beauty. I mean, you make me look good. So,
not a hard task.
But even though like right now my head is like a shaved head and when somebody looks at it, they're like, oh, your head's shaved. It's so easy. And it's, I mean, Victor and I were laughing because you spent more time on my haircut, Joyce, than you did on Victor's.
Right.
And we were just laughing about that. So it's pretty amazing. And you know, it's incredible. People think that things are so easy and they're really not.
Right.
But okay, so we have to do this quick because we're almost out of time. So rapid fire. So I'm going to ask you, it's a question of two things and just whatever comes to your head, you just have to answer. Okay. And you have to be like quick. So you can either.
One each.
Yeah, just real quick. Okay. One, whoever comes up with the answer first. Okay, ready? This is about Valentine's Day. Teddy bear or jewelry?
Jewelry.
Duh. Wine or cocktails?
Wine.
Cocktail.
Flowers or chocolate?
Flowers.
Chocolate.
Red or pink?
Red.
Red.
Leather or lace?
Leather.
Oh, lace.
Well, I knew you were going to say leather.
You're right. Not necessarily. Right. I could have said lace.
Well, that's true. Right. That's true. That was rude of me. I'm sorry about that. Diamonds or pearls?
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Red or black lingerie?
Black.
Black.
Phone call or text?
Text.
Text.
Yeah, I hate talking on phone. Candles or incense?
Candles.
Candles.
Jeans or dress?
Jeans.
Dress.
Well,
that another one. I
would have loved if you said dress and you said jeans.
I should have.
Okay, and then bath or shower?
Shower.
Bath.
Okay, and then there's two special ones. Cut or color?
Cut.
Blowout or updo?
Blowout.
Top or bottom?
Top.
Oh my God, you answered it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. It's amazing. We're wrapping up the Valentine's show. Thank you guys for listening. It's been so much fun. Incredible. Please find me at Stevela, at Stevela on Instagram. And you can find me on radio.com, Style with Stevela. Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Style with Stevela, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.